Thank you, Allah, for blessing me with Islam.
Thank you, Allah, for blessing me with Islam.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله والصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. My dear brothers and viewers on Madani channel, welcome to Learn Your Faith series. As you know, this program is dedicated to the new Muslim community worldwide. Here we talk about some of the challenges the revered community faces in these climates. Today we have a different topic, a very important topic to discuss. And I think I need each and every of you to be switched on and focused on this, because these are some matters that we face in the culture today, and we need to rectify them. But before I touch upon the topic, let me introduce you to our panel that we have here. Alhamdulillah, as previous programs that we've had, we have Brother Yusuf, who has joined us from London. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
How are you doing, Brother Yusuf?
Alhamdulillah, ala kulli hal.
Jazakallahu khairah. Thank you for coming, taking time out. MashaAllah. Brother Bilal is next to him from Doncaster. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Brother Bilal, jazakallahu khairah. May Allah reward you on each step that you have taken to join us today.
Jazakallah.
And we have Brother Noor from Bolton. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam.
How are you doing, Brother Noor?
Alhamdulillah.
MashaAllah, you ready for the show?
Yes, yes, let's get going.
MashaAllah, let's get going. MashaAllah. My dear viewers on Madani channel, previously we have talked about various challenges that new Muslims face. Today, I want to go a step behind. There are people who don't have the good understanding of Islam, or they have a negative image of Islam due to many circumstances, due to the culture that we are in, due to the stereotypes that they see. And today we want to discuss some of the major misconceptions that people have about Islam. Yes, and it is very important that we deal with these subjects so that people become aware of the truth, the true image of Islam. And those people who are looking for faith, who are looking to embrace a religion for themselves, maybe, you know, if I was to say, they study Islam or they think about Islam as the last resort. So the whole life, they try to avoid Islam. They don't study Islam. That's because of the misconceptions that they have about Islam. And one of the misconceptions I want to start off with, and I will pass it on to our brothers here to discuss this matter further, is people think that Muslims believe in a different God. They have their own concept of the creator. They have a particular method of worship. And it's something different that other religions don't have. This is the misconception that they have. The Muslims believe in a different God. Brother Yusuf, what would you like to say on this matter?
We Muslims do not believe in a different God. We believe in the same God as Adam alayhi salam believed. We believe in the same God as Musa alayhi salam believed. We believe in the same God as Isa alayhi salam, and the last and final Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam.
Subhanallah. That's a clear message here. The Muslims believe in the same Creator, in the same Rabb and the God that all the previous prophets who come and touch this earth to spread the message of truth, they all had the same Creator. They followed Islam, or Muslims followed the same Creator as well. If that's the case, then why do people have that concept and that fear that these people believe in a different God? Why is that misconception there then?
It's because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has named himself Allah. Because don't forget that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taught Adam alayhi salam all the languages. And everything comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, why the name, the word, why the word Allah? It's because the word Allah, you cannot add a plural to it. You can't say, for example, in the English language, the word God, you can say gods. You can add a gender to it. You can add a plural. But it's not the case with the word Allah. Allah is reserved and the only word for the Most High, the Creator.
MashaAllah, that's beautifully said. That the word Allah is the Arabic word for God, for the Creator. So that's one thing. Second, the point that you mentioned is that the beauty of the word Allah is that it doesn't have a plural form and it doesn't have a gender. So this actually is a better word, or is the best form of word to describe the Creator. SubhanAllah, was beautifully said. I think this misconception that people have or had before, at least they got a clear message that Muslims don't believe in a different Creator. It's the same Creator that who has created us and we, all the people or humans who believe, especially the prophets who came to give the message to the mankind. And this, the Islam is the same message. Brother Bilal, is there any other misconception that people have and you want to discuss and elaborate?
It's a misconception that Islam is a new religion. When I first reverted to Islam, I read some very beautiful words, and I would like to read these words to the viewers. And it basically it says that Islam is not a new religion, but the final culmination and fulfillment of the same basic truth that God revealed through all His prophets, alayhi salam, to every people. A way of life symbolized by peace. Peace with God. Peace with oneself. And peace with the creations of God. Through submission to God and commitment to His guidance. Now, nearly all religions teach that Adam alayhi salam was the first man. The first man. So, Adam alayhi salam followed these words. So, Adam alayhi salam, by that definition, was a Muslim and he was the first man. So, Islam, from being thought of as a new religion, is probably the oldest religion.
Islam is the oldest and the onlyest, I don't know if that's the right word or not in the dictionary, but it's the only religion, only truth.
Yeah.
Yeah? One and only truth. And, it's the same message that each and every prophet and messenger who came to the earth to guide the mankind. The same message of Prophet Adam alayhi salam, it's the message of Musa alayhi salam, the message of Isa, Jesus alayhi salam, the message of Ibrahim alayhi salam, and the rest of the prophets. Each and every prophet who came to the earth to guide the mankind, this is the same message that is in the modern name as Islam or Muslims follow. However, one difference is that the message is same, but when the beloved Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, came to the earth, when the seal of the prophets came to the earth, when Allah Almighty blessed us the greatest of His favors in the form of Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, then it was at this time when that message that was being delivered, it was completed. So when the message was completed, and Allah Almighty gave this the name Islam. So Islam is a complete submission to the will of Allah and to the will of the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam.
To add to you, Islam literally means to submit. And you are submitting. Who are you submitting to? You are submitting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Most High, the Most Merciful, the Most Gracious. When you are a Muslim, you are submitting. To be a Muslim, you have to believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the Prophets alayhi salam, in the final Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, on the Day of Judgment. You have to believe in the angels, you have to believe in the jinn. And many, many other things. Now, when you believe these things, and when you recite the Shahada, which is the declaration of faith, you are a Muslim, and you are doing Islam. You are submitting to the Creator. That's what Islam is. It's not a new religion. It's been there from the beginning of time, will always be there, and it's the only way of life.
MashaAllah, that was beautifully said, Brother Yusuf. Another misconception that people have in the culture today is they think that women are oppressed in Islam, and they are not looked after properly, they're not treated properly. Is there anything you would like to say on this, Brother Bilal?
I would like to say that it is an historical fact that at the time of our beloved Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the first rites for women were inaugurated. That means they began at the time of our beloved Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And also, it is said that heaven is at the feet of your mother.
Subhanallah.
Now, that is a great compliment to a mother.
Allah,
who is naturally a woman.
At that time, the time of darkness, of ignorance, people had all sort of, concept of woman. They had no respect of the mother, of the wife, of the sister, and they were treated as animals at the time of ignorance. And it is Islam that gave the high standard, and high rank and station to women. It is Islam who highlighted the rights of women, as you mentioned before.
The Prophet banned burying your daughter. He completely, because the Arabs in Jahiliyyah, before, in the time of ignorance, they used to bury their newborn daughters because they wanted.
Why do they used to bury? Because it's a woman. And when a baby girl was born, they, instead of being happy and excited, they used to be sad. They used to be ashamed of themselves. And this is the culture that was there at the time. And it is the beauty of Islam that, highlighted the importance of women in the society. And if you study Islam, you'll find many pious ladies now who are very looked up to, and their messages and the teachings of Islam are very open. They're available in Islamic literature. You can hear, for example, one of the wives of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Hazrat Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu ta'ala anha, Khadijatul Kubra radiyallahu ta'ala anha. Yeah? And many of the wives and many of the daughters, Sayyidatuna Fatima to Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha. You can read books on their biography, and you can see their beauty in their actions, in their devotion to Allah Almighty, their focus for worship. And if those who think that ladies are oppressed in Islam, one thing I want to suggest to them is that why don't you ask this question to ladies? Go ask this question to a woman, a Muslim woman, and she will tell you how Islam looks after and secures her prestige and her station and the rights. And alhamdulillah, she will tell you how secure she feels in Islam.
I was going to add to that. If you look at the Western world, for example, or generally all around the world, even in the Far East, they advertise women on billboards. They advertise women half naked. And I always say this, when a woman, especially a woman who is for example, for the freedom of their rights and these kind of like feminism and these ignorant beliefs, they think that women are not free. And they think that women are oppressed in terms of they're put down and all these kind of things. And I say oppression is advertising a woman on a billboard. Because when you go on Photoshop and change how a woman looks like, and you put that on a billboard in a magazine, women are going to look at that, right? And say, this is how you must look like. And that's psychologically oppressing women. It's telling women in society, this is how you must look like. This is how you must look. And a woman's looking at herself in the mirror and thinking, there must be something wrong with me. That's oppression.
I think the billboard that you mentioned, or the form of advertisement that people use, they use the woman's images there. This is a modern way of the same concept that was there in the darkness time. Sometimes when we hear that this is the duty of a lady, women should be dressed in a certain code, women have to do this, women have to do that. It's not just one way. In Islam, there is boundaries for each and every person. If you're a child, you have your own boundary. You have your own limits, or you have orders that, or you have commandments that you have to follow. If you're a father, or mother, or a father, the parent, you have certain responsibilities. If you're a husband, you have your own responsibilities. And if you are a wife, you have your own responsibilities. If you're a mother, you have your responsibilities. And it's all about understanding your own role and responsibilities that Islam has clearly mentioned. And everyone has rights. Where you have rights of a wife, you have the rights of a husband. Where you have a right of a father, you have a right of a mother. Yeah? Where you have a right of a friend, you have a right of a sisters. In fact, what a beautiful teaching of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that has just come to our mind, that if someone has children at home, he's come from far and he's just reached home now, and it is sunnah to bring gifts for your family, for your children. But if you have daughters and sons in your house, and as soon as you enter your house, and when you give salam to everyone, and you want to distribute those gifts that you've got, if you have sons and you got a daughter at your house as well, then it is better for you to give that gift that you have bought first to your daughter, then give it to your sons. And why is that? This is because that by giving it to the, if you give it to the boys first, then the daughter will feel left alone. Why did they get it first? So to make your own daughter feel comfortable and happy, yeah, and the Islam teaches us to look after them. In fact, if you look at the world around us, thousands of people around the world, of every corner of the world, people are embracing Islam on a regular basis. Yeah, on a weekly basis, monthly basis, people are embracing Islam from different backgrounds, from different cultures, from different professional life. People are coming into the fold of Islam. And you'll be surprised, a great number of those people who are choosing the faith of Islam as their religion, as their way of life, a good number of these individuals are women. And if that's the, if we are saying that Islam oppresses women, then why are women embracing Islam? That's because, you know, of the stereotypes that we, you know, that have been created around us. And we have to come out from that. We need to be honest. We need to be honest with our thinking. We need to, you know, be straight and, you know, firm with our beliefs in the heart. And, you know, open our hearts. Be fair. No, why be biased about Islam? Whenever we talk about Islam, we tend to be biased. It's not like that. Be honest, be straight, and if your mindset is clear that you're looking for truth, and if you're fair, then inshallah, with the mercy of Allah, Allah will guide you to the truth. One major misconception that people have in this day and culture is that they say that Islam was spread by the point of sword. Is that true, Brother Bilal?
Definitely not. There is no compulsion in religion. Islam was spread by the gentle persuasion, the beautiful manner, the beautiful way, the beautiful actions of our beloved Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the best of creation, the most beloved of Allah Almighty. Who could fail? Even his enemies admitted that he was truth. He spoke the truth. He never told lies. He said what was correct. These were his enemies. So there was no need for the sword in Islam. It was spread by what I term gentle persuasion, not compulsion. The point of a sword or the barrel of a gun is compulsion. Gentle persuasion is the opposite.
SubhanAllah. Brother Noor, would you like to shed some light on this topic?
Persuasion is the way, if we wish the people to become Muslims, we have to have the love of the Blessed Prophet in our hearts. We have to have a good character. Sometimes we see in the media, on the television or in the newspapers, pictures of people who are angry, faces which are angry, almost feeling that, you know, the shaitan is in that person, and that's the reason why some people fear becoming Muslims because of what they see on the media, and that is all wrong. Islam is the religion of peace and tranquility, and if we haven't got that peace in our hearts and show that character to our neighbors and friends and all the people we meet, then we won't expect people to turn to our religion.
If you want peace, happiness and comfort in your life, in this world and in the hereafter, Islam has a solution for you. Islam is a channel, Islam is a gateway to ultimate peace, which will lead you, inshallah, if Allah Almighty keeps us steadfast upon Iman, upon the faith of Islam, and we leave this world with Iman, then inshallah we will have peace in the hereafter as well. One thing that Brother Noor pointed out is that maybe it's because of negative propaganda and the stereotypes and the negative image that has been created by media, by the social media platforms, and by those who have hatred for Islam, by those people, they've invested so much to spread the filth and the wrong the message of Islam, and they give this mindset that Islam is extreme, it is strict religion, it forces you to do things. And they tell you that women are oppressed in Islam, and Islam is spread by the sword. So if you look at it as one major issue that we have in front of us, is the negative image that has been created around us. Yeah, and what would you like to say on this? That how does that impact those people who have the misconceptions?
First of all, we need, as Muslims, we need to come out of our comfort zone. It is our duty as Muslims to give dawah, not to other Muslims, but to the whole of mankind. It's our duty to give dawah, and we will not give dawah by not speaking. We have to speak. We have to look for common ground among the non-Muslims and the Muslims, similarities. We have to speak about these similarities. We have to discuss these similarities. And we have to speak the truth, the absolute truth, because one of the greatest qualities of Islam is truth. There are no falsehoods in Islam. So as followers of Islam, we should automatically, without hesitation, speak the truth at all times. And we need to portray the qualities of Islam, the purity and the beauty of Islam. We need to counteract the negative media statements about Islam.
I think, you know, as an individual, if you are honest with yourself, and if you can, you know, have a concept of fairness in your heart, then things become a lot easier for you. Even if someone is biased, even if someone, you know, portrays Islam from a negative point of view and they have the stereotypes there, but if you are honest with yourself and you are, you know, firm that you are looking for the truth, you actually want to know what Islam believes, then please, you know, open your heart, open your mind and look, widen your resources. Don't just look at what's available to you, but also look out, reach out to wider Muslim communities. Reach out to wider Muslim community leaders, the imams and the scholars, and if you're a lady, you know, speak to the senior sisters that who have sound knowledge of Islam, speak to them and spend time with them in their presence to understand the true message of Islam. And if you can be honest and, you know, with yourself, then inshallah, the door will open for you. Yeah, the door of mercy will open for you and the gateway to Islam, you know, will, you know, come towards you, inshallah, and you will find, you know, the real picture of Islam. Today in this program, alhamdulillah, we managed to discuss some of the misconceptions that people have in the world today. We talked about we learned today that Muslims don't believe in a different God. It is the same creator, it is the same Rabb, that all the prophets who came to the earth from Prophet Adam alayhi salam all the way to Musa and Isa alayhi salam and the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So we believe in the same God, the same creator. What we use the word Allah when we refer to the creator, and the word Allah is the personal name of Allah Almighty. And we also discussed that Islam is not a new religion. It's the same message that was being portrayed and which each and every prophet came to give. So it's not a new message, but Islam now is a complete form of the message that came previously. And also Islam does not oppress women. However, Islam dignifies and gives more honor and respect to ladies. And please, you know, go and study the true teachings of Islam. You will find it in front of you. Islam was not spread by the sword, but by the true teachings, the true character, the beautiful character and the message of Islam was spread with good manners and ethics. There were battles, there were struggles at that time, but they were due to those circumstances. Muslims were forced, yeah, and they had to take part to protect their own self. Even, you know, in Islam, if you look at it today, in modern day, if there's a war, there's a battle, and you're right in the middle of the battlefield, no one has a concept of love and affection in those moments. Islam teaches us that even in the battlefield, do not harm any woman. Do not harm any children. Do not harm the trees, the plants, the crops, yeah, the ants. Islam teaches us that. Why are we blanking this? You know, be honest with yourself. Islam is a beautiful way of life. Please come forward and embrace this. Inshallah, you will have happiness in both worlds. My dear brothers and viewers of Madani channel, inshallah, with the mercy of Allah, we will come back again. And we will touch upon some of the more important topics that we need to discuss in this modern age. But as time is running out, I will close at this. Please keep watching Madani channel.
Thank you, Allah, for blessing me with Islam.
Thank you, Allah.